As you work to heal yourself, through feeling your feelings, facing your truth, allowing a clearing process and purification, remembering not to project, not to justify, but only to purify. Your light begins to grow and radiate within you. And from here, your light starts to filter back into the grid, a matrix of light that runs around and within our Earth. And from there, everybody elevates. Jesus spoke at length about self-healing and ascension. He did this through speaking in parables, because he was teaching from his sixth dimensional plane through to a fourth dimensional plane. Mother Mary was already pure. Religious relics hold symbolism of the crown and cherubs protecting her rituals. The cherubs protect the doorways and gather around Mary. Sacred relics all bring in different aspects of divinity to our consciousness through symbolism. Christ consciousness means higher consciousness. Christ the King refers to spiritual power, a source of energy that resources. When we work with our self-healing and ascension process, we support ourselves to weave back energetically into the universe. First, through balancing our chakra system. Then, through activating the Kundalini. Then, the electromagnetic force around us and within us, or the light body. And eventually, we start to weave into higher dimensions, elemental kingdoms, cosmic or galactic realms, or angelic realms even. It is through Christ consciousness that all of that is happening. And this consciousness represents an unfolding of your humanity. As you bring the light through the reweaving process, the light of the heaven worlds into your reality. We create a pathway, a constant pathway of subconscious to higher self. Through reading your subconscious and listening to your higher self, you begin the natural process of being able to talk and listen to the higher worlds. And from these worlds, you are guided to take higher action in the physical. Dimensions are not places, they are vibrations that hold certain sets of laws and consciousness. In the third dimension, time confines us. There is a feeling there is not enough time. If you feel this, allow your awareness to remember to come back to the heart. And through your heart, you will rise into higher dimensions and awarenesses of time. When we shift into a different vibration, a higher vibration, this can move us beyond time and space. Today, anything that is not in a fifth dimensional vibration has to break down, because there is no 3D grid anymore. And there is also a clearing in the sixth dimension, a war in the heavens that is filtering into this, filtering into our human process. We choose choice and higher consciousness, which is such a shortcut, as there is no stumbling in the dark and no limitation of time. Christ consciousness is a very high consciousness. Christ consciousness is a seventh dimensional consciousness where it is natural to see the whole and not the I, as the I is purified completely. The 3D realms are ruled by restriction. And in 5D, even there, we are still a little bit restricted, but we are learning to hold a higher vibration. There are not many people on this earth at this time who are accessing Christ consciousness. Some estimates say about 30. So most of us are just trying to move into 5D, to live in a fifth dimensional way. And every now and again, we tap into the sixth dimension to absorb subtle pranic elements. The sixth dimension is angelic and cosmic. If you are working on the angelic plane, you are learning to hold yourself in polarity. You are learning to understand darkness and light. And principles of the second chamber of the heart, principles of unconditional love. In that, we access spiritual dimensions and start to decipher what in the universe is what. what is coming through for us and how do we work with it.